This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline, Los Alamos warns the West Mesa. Stop the next perchlorate and chromium crisis. For over 25 years, Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety, CCNS, has fought to protect surface and groundwater from radioactive, toxic, and hazardous contamination from Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL. In 2004, that campaign expanded to contain the collated perchlorate and chromium plume contamination that migrated into the top of the 1,000-foot deep aquifer below LANL, Pueblo San Ildefonso, and the Española Basin sole-source drinking water aquifer. Despite federal assurances and repeated promises of a solution, the plume remains unresolved. That history should be a flashing red warning light for every Rio Rancho and Sandoval County resident now facing Project Ranger, a proposed hypersonic rocket motor and detonation facility approved without baseline science, transparency, or lawful process. The same patterns that delayed accountability at LANL are reappearing on the West Mesa, only this time the risks include perchlorate, hazardous propellants, explosive residues, and the wildfire threats of a high-hazard industrial site. For more information, visit the informative website of Common Ground Rising at commongroundrising.org. Its mission is to educate, organize, and implement community grassroots committees to take action that protects our environment against the drivers of climate change that impacts watershed, air, public health, and safety. Project Ranger claims, quote, the site is 1,000 feet above groundwater, end quote. The project's contractor, Ron Bohannon, has repeatedly used this statement with no scientific meaning to reassure residents. Being 1,000 feet above groundwater does not prevent contamination when dealing with PFAS, ammonium perchlorate, explosive waste, or chemical runoff. Decades of Environmental Protection Agency, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and Department of Defense research show that perchlorate in arid soils migrates laterally, moving through shallow and intermediate aquifer layers just as chromium migrated laterally from LANL into Pueblo lands. And the most critical fact remains, Project Ranger did not provide baseline groundwater, air, soil, or wildfire assessments before the City of Rio Rancho and Sandoval County approved Project Ranger. One cannot declare minimal risk when the science investigation has been deliberately skipped. We cannot repeat the mistakes of Los Alamos. Once contamination begins, it moves, grows, and becomes exponentially more difficult to contain. CCNS's decades-long struggle proves this. Project Ranger, without scientific review, is not national security. It is reckless public endangerment. The bottom line, before a single rocket motor is mixed or a single detonation occurs, residents must demand full hydrology studies, wildfire analysis, contamination modeling, lawful public hearings, and independent citizen-based oversight of Project Ranger. New Mexico cannot afford another groundwater disaster. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.